Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's May the 19th, 2020. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me. It's jimfetzer.org. And Jim, what's the latest of the state of the nation as far as you?
Well, there's been a fascinating development, Stu, where Trump has admitted he's taking hydroxychloroquine, even though, according to all the reports, health experts questioned its efficacy. The fact is that it's being played up as though this is an irresponsible thing for him to be doing because they're saying it's prescribed to treat malaria and other conditions, but he's cast it as safe and suggested coronavirus patients have little to lose by trying it. They cite a study, a VA study, that the drug doesn't work against COVID-19 and could cause heart problems, but that was completely fabricated study. It was done by a couple of ophthalmologists who are very sloppy. They used patients who were close to death in terrible condition in order to generate a fake report that could then be published everywhere in the mainstream media and elsewhere. It was actually published even in the Journal of the AMA, following one by the New England Journal of Medicine, which showed the drug doesn't fight the virus, but Stu, that's just bullshit. In fact,
hey, grab this one. It does. You're correct. Go ahead. I got a joke for you when you're done. Go ahead.
Okay. It turns out that Fauci, even Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci, who is a part of this medical mafia headed by Don Bill Gates, who's a sadistic killer of millions around the world,
yep,
whose expert advice has resulted in the shutdown of the greatest economic engine in world history, has known since at least 2005 that chloroquine is an effective inhibitor of coronaviruses. He knew because research done by the National Institute of Health, of which he's a director, was published in the journal Virology, an official publication of the NIH, a blockbuster article on August 22, 2005, under the heading, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread, write the researchers. We report that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with a drug either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage, which means that Fauci has known for at least 15 years that chloroquine and its even milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, would not only treat a current case of coronavirus therapeutic, but prevent future cases prophylactic. So HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus. And we know, of course, that the SARS vaccine, SARS-CoV, is now known as SARS-CoV-1, where the coronavirus is SARS-CoV-2. They share 79% of their genome, use the same host cell receptor, which is what viruses use to gain entry to the cell. So what we're getting is, surprise, surprise, massive fake news from the media. Trump is doing his best to get the truth out there, but we're getting nothing but distortions. I mean, Stu, it's very, very bad.
I know.
Yeah, the Journal of the AMA and the New England Journal of Medicine following suit with just false information. It's not only misinformation as false information, but appears to be deliberately disseminated as disinformation.
Just what they did to you and Sandy Hook is an example. I mean, didn't even give you your day in court to prove it. Now, I want to tell you something really funny. Remember there was a run on toilet paper?
Yeah.
We're talking, wait a minute here. Let me back up. We're talking the President of the United States is taking this drug for 2 weeks. It's been announced. He's been taking, he said yesterday, day before, whatever it is. He's been taking it. Several other people are taking it too. Now, he's still alive, correct?
Yeah, of course.
He's not dead. And this is what he said. He was trying to get him to try to do an experimental drug. And they're saying this is the closest thing to it. Now, there was a run on toilet paper, correct?
Yep.
I'm not suggesting anybody do any insider trading, so don't come after me, anybody. But what you're talking about, chloroquine or whatever it is, this HCQ, guess what?
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine.
A bottle of Canadian Dry tonic water is 100%. A Canadian Dry tonic water is 100% of this. And there's other tonic waters that are a little bit more diluted down, but it has the name right on the back. So I suggest you go out, which I'm going to do today, and buy a bottle, because a friend of mine called me, the second one that's done this. I'm going to buy a bottle and take a picture and put it up on the internet site so everybody go start buying tonic water.
Yeah. Stu, what I do is I have a gin and tonic.
Tonic water is what two people have called me. One of them was a nurse.
Okay. Stu, I have a gin and tonic.
Well, the gym's okay.
I recommend Tanqueray and Canada Dry Tonic is the best combination, not the Schweppes and not...
Grab a bottle. Let's see if two people have given me a big lie. I haven't seen the bottle yet. You got one there? Grab the back of it and take a look and see what it says on it.
Well, I'd have to go upstairs, too.
Oh,
but the
okay.
point is,
okay.
We know. Is in tonic. I mean, that's a key ingredient, and it's an anti-malarial. It's well known. Yes.
Okay. There's a solution. I mean, look, I think we all send an email to the president telling him to get some tonic water or send him a six-pack.
Stu, we're doing good. He's doing good. He's doing great. Here's an article that reinforces a point I just made. Government hoards medication as additional COVID patients die, believe it or not. The Venerable Medical Association, APS, claims that hydroxychloroquine is being hoarded by governments and not being made available for early treatment of COVID-19. HCQ is more widely used in other countries, but is fiercely resisted by big pharma technocrats who are developing expensive vaccines. And that's the key, Stu. Hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, is cheap, it's inexpensive, it's virtually 100% effective, but it doesn't enhance the profit margin of big pharma. Now,
yeah, I know. Series, I'm saying don't charge me with insider trading because I'm not doing it. But, hey, what's going to happen to Canadian Dry stock after everybody figures out the tonic water has it in it?
Listen to this, Stu.
Man, run like toilet paper. Go ahead.
Governments are hoarding more than 100 million doses of HCQ while victims of COVID-19 are dying from lack of treatment, which an increasing number of physicians and scientists believe is crucial for saving lives and many people. In many places, particularly nursing homes, victims of COVID-19 are still unable to access HCQ, states the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Pharmaceutical companies donated tens of millions of doses of HCQ to federal and state governments. At least 14.4 million doses have been distributed to 14 city governments, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced. Yet virtually none of this has gone for early treatment of COVID-19 patients. Many governors and other officials have impeded the availability of HCQ to millions of Americans, including frontline medical personnel in hospitals, COVID-19 patient caregivers, and others exposed to the virus. Medication is not doing anyone any good. Sitting in a government warehouse, observes APS Executive Director Jane Orion, MD. This hoarding by government means that most of that medication will probably expire without ever being used. U.S. deaths from COVID-19 estimated to exceed 65,000. Very few of those patients received any treatment with HCQ. Reports to date of results of more than 2,500 who receive HCQ show more than 90% experienced clinical improvement or did not become ill. Many foreign governments support using HCQ early to treat COVID-19, but tens of thousands of Americans become severely ill, need intensive care, are put on ventilators, and even die without a chance to try HCQ. The interference by the governor of Nevada with early HCQ treatment has been so egregious, he's been sued by a group of physicians. In most states, officials have issued orders prohibiting or severely restricting access to HCQ by COVID-19 victims. New York refuses to make its enormous stockpile of HCQ available outside of a clinical trial. Florida, which has done remarkably well in this crisis, has welcomed, dispersed, and promoted HCQ for its residents. HCQ is also being used successfully as a prophylactic in other countries, including India, to protect medical workers, first responders, household contacts, and other persons at risk. The COVID-19 mortality rate in India is only 1 per million, compared with more than 200 per million in the U.S. In other words, U.S. rate is over 200 times that of India, because India is using HCQ and we aren't. In the U.S., officials and states that have received donations of many doses of this medication falsely claim that rationing is needed to prevent people from hoarding it and to ensure that lupus and rheumatoid arthritis patients can get their prescriptions filled, because it's also used for that purpose, too. Stu, this is a major scandal. I think these governors are going to find themselves with major, major lawsuits.
I suggest, rather than lawsuits, we recall them and drag them out of office and tie them to a tree on front, whole court, whole citizens' grand jury on them. There's no justice in this country.
Stu, the problem is it takes time. The people are dying now. They need the medication now. It's completely
tonic
outrageous.
Water. Check it out, folks. Let's find out if it's true. Tonic water. If this is a cure, start giving everybody tonic water. I had two friends call me up and tell me it's right on the bottle. This is unbelievable. Got a cure out here, and this coronavirus, all this lockdown, all this stuff initiated by Bill Barr and the others, the Attorney General, back in November. I mean, this is a setup. This was a total setup, and I could see where that lab over there in Harvard that was making biochemical agents for our government, and how these three goons got caught selling the stuff or passing it to China to a lab owned by Soros. And if you look who Soros is, New World Order pig, and they want to usher in New World Order, they call it. And it's a satanic New World Order in on everybody, and they want to mark everybody, and they want to vaccinate with the mark that they're going to give you. You can't buy or sell without it. It's your bank account. They want to change your DNA. I don't like that, Jim. And they plan on doing everybody by the end of the year.
Look, there's more, Stu. I have another big story for you. After backlash from vaccine skeptics, Trump appears to be distancing himself from vaccines as the cure-all for dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. After being strongly condemned by the pro-liberty, pro-health freedom movement, President Trump appears to be backing away from positioning vaccines as a cure-all for the coronavirus. Trump said vaccine or no vaccine, we're back. This is the first time Trump has publicly acknowledged the likelihood a vaccine may never be developed that can safely and effectively prevent the spread of the coronavirus. It doesn't mean he's opposed to vaccines, just that he's no longer praising vaccines as the miracle cure that will end the pandemic with certainty, a fraudulent, intellectually dishonest position held nevertheless by nearly every journalist in America. We think we're going to have a vaccine. And if we do, we're going to be really a big step ahead, Trump was quoted as saying in a CNBC article. And if we don't, we're going to be like so many other cases where you had a problem come in and it'll go away at some point. It'll go away. In fact, I have a virologist in Israel, Stu, who says it's got a 7-day lifespan. It peaks at 40 and it's gone by 70. Then again, Trump said the coronavirus would go away when there were just 15 infections in America, but that's because it's spreading. I'm talking about for individual cases. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has inadvertently admitted that vaccinations won't work against coronavirus. In trying to keep the pandemic going as long as possible, the World Health Organization has insisted that developing natural immunity to the Wuhan coronavirus may not be possible and that society's only hope is a vaccine. But if natural immunity is out of the question, why would vaccine-induced immunity be any better? With roughly 310,000 confirmed deaths worldwide, The Wuhan coronavirus pandemic continues to dominate news headlines, especially now that the Trump administration is getting the ball rolling on developing and releasing a fast-track vaccine. But nobody seems to be addressing the fact that if our own natural immune systems cannot fight the thing, then there's no way a vaccine will do anything other than needlessly cause adverse effects, no doubt spread it. In a recent announcement, the World Health Organization stated there's no solid proof to suggest people who test positive for the Wuhan coronavirus and recover without natural immunity. They could become reinfected again, the UN body insists, even as it continues to ignore the fact that a strain-specific vaccine would theoretically provide even less protection than natural immunity. There is currently no evidence people who recovered from COVID-19 and have antibodies are protected from a second infection, the WHO has written. The reason WHO is making a point of emphasizing the questionable immunity is that the globalist entity does not want people refusing to follow safety guidelines like mask wearing and social distancing. People who assume they're immune to a second infection because they've received a positive test result may ignore public health advice, WHO laments. People who assume they're immune may ignore public health advice. Should a vaccine become available, UN Secretary wants it to be distributed free for everybody, which means the taxpayers will foot the bill through their governments. Great news for the billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates, whose own vaccine development endeavors are almost guaranteed to reap windfall profits if the free Wuhan coronavirus vaccines eventually become a thing. That way, Gates, the WHO, and other pandemic extremists plan to keep the public strung along in anticipation of a magical unicorn vaccine to continue fear-mongering about the threat of infection. One of the latest claims is the Wuhan coronavirus will never go away, sure to scare enough people into demanding whatever warp-speed drug injected or otherwise is presented as the cure. So we're being subjected to a massive propaganda campaign by the WHO, by the NIH, and by the CDC, Stu, has no basis in science. This is pseudoscience. This is not real science. The real science was actually published in the Journal of Virology in 2005, showing that HCQ is like a wonder drug for coronavirus of all kinds. It's stunning, Stu, absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I know, and on the back of a spray can of Lysol, it says it kills the coronavirus. But this is unbelievable. It's in tonic water, Canadian dry tonic water, and other tonic waters. We need to be telling the president, everybody needs to be spreading around America, get the word out about this. Now, Jim, WHO organization, I think you've described them, they're mass murderers is all they are. Every place they've gone, you've done a piece on it, it's mass murder. I mean, there's, a million kids dead, a million human beings by Bill Gates and WHO?
Here's a catch, too. Bill Gates controls the WHO, the CDC, and NIH through Fauci and the director of the World Health Organization, and they're all tied into Hillary Clinton. And I believe she was may have been the original mastermind of defeating Trump in 2020 by destroying the economy and the stock market, which were his greatest strengths. The fact is, however, that the latest polling shows it's not working, that his approval rating is at an all-time high, and that he's leading his nominal opponent, Joe Biden, 15 battleground states, Stu. But Joe Biden can't be their nominee. Joe Biden is brain damaged. He's cognitively impaired. Even we had a spokeswoman for the DNC state that they are not officially nominating Joe Biden. I guarantee you they're going to replace Joe Biden with someone else at the convention in Milwaukee, virtual or not. Even if they aren't there physically, they'll be connected by computer. And it's likely to be either Andrew Cuomo, the tyrannical governor of New York, who was astonished to discover that his stay-at-home orders had the effect that of the hospitalizations and deaths from coronavirus, 66% came from persons who were staying at home, which dumbfounded him, but where he also committed the colossal medical blunder of insisting that nursing homes, which were just full of elderly and frail people, had to take active coronavirus patients, which led to the death of between 1,500 and 15,000 elderly. So he's a seriously tarnished candidate. They may also try to run Michelle Obama, who those who have done the research know was born Michael LaVon Robinson, played football at Ohio State before transferring to Princeton and adopting the female persona of Michelle, where she has a package most women do not have. In fact, her former physician on her taking a leak in a trailer in Trenton during a campaign standing up and felt it was his obligation to inform the public that Michelle Obama is not a man who has had a sex change. Michelle Obama is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill.
Well, you're pretty much true about that because, I mean, I saw a picture of her on that Lesbo show. I don't know, some broad in the day, call her Lesbo, on her show, standing in a dress, and you could see it because her pictures floated around all over the Internet. But here's the deal. We had two faggots in there in the White House. People didn't know they were faggots. We had a faggot and a AC/DC before that, whatever it is. Probably child molester too, and then before that with the Clintons, we had he was AC/DC, and we had the first lesbo in the White House that I was aware of. I mean, these are a bunch of sick people. And then you have the child molester, Daddy Bush, before that, Satanist killer, kills babies. I mean, we got to make change someplace, and it's our year, folks. This is the year for change. Now. Are you aware, Jim, that Trump yesterday or this past week has cut funding to the WHO?
Yeah, very appropriate, yeah. Very appropriate.
Now, he also, it's all the news about Pompey, the Secretary of State, and the fact that he asked Donald Trump to fire the Inspector General.
Yeah.
I would have fired him. The first thing is President of the United States. I would have fired them all because they're all crooks. Now, the word is he's going to fire 14 of them that were Obama appointments. 14 Obama appointments are going bye-bye. Now, maybe they get the idea to get rid of Bill Barr, too, since he's such a stooge. Maybe he's cleaning house.
I don't know, Stu. I disagree with you about Bill Barr. I think Bill Barr is a stand-up guy, so we can have a disagreement here, I presume, but we differ about Barr. I do think that this thing with Pompeo might deserve further scrutiny because I'm not at all sure Pompeo's on the up and up. There might have been a legitimate case there. I can understand why Trump fired him. But there's, I think there are issues there that are not yet resolved, at least not as far as I can tell.
Well, Pompeo, I'm in agreement with you. He has some luggage in his background real heavy. I don't trust him. No. But to get rid of these inspector generals are very smart. Now, he got rid of about 70 people at the NSA a while back. That cleansed house. And by the way, General Flynn has been exonerated totally. There's one paper in particular that's a mail out now. Yes.
Yeah. No. It's just that I have received a call about a major issue I have to address. I can only stay a couple more minutes.
Okay. Well, give me your last words. What you think is going to happen?
Well, it's fascinating. I think if the word gets out about hydroxychloroquine, it's going to show the whole thing was a massive fraud because Fauci has been misleading the public here and at the expense of many, many American deaths so that Americans didn't need to die. Fauci has known since 2005 that HCQ is virtually a wonder drug. It not only cures it, but it prevents it. It doesn't require a vaccination. Vaccinations are very bad. They don't appear to do any good, and they do a great deal of harm. We have a history now of the development of autism in the United States that is simply staggering and directly correlated with the increased use of vaccines with mercury or aluminum bases. Projections have it that by 2050, at the rate we're going, half of our kids will be autistic. And there appears to be a cure for autism, but Big Pharma has prevented the cure being made available to the parents. This is outrageous, and Trump needs to do something about it to get this squared away. Get rid of the NIH. Get rid of the CDC. Fire Fauci. Get responsible physicians in place, too. The American people deserve better. Trump is doing his best. I stand with him, and he is moving in the right direction by taking hydroxychloroquine. He's put the issue right on the front page. The problem is the mainstream media is playing us all for saps, giving us fake information. If you want to see my latest blog about this, go to jamesfetzer.org, jamesfetzer.org, and you're going to find a very extensive article about how Fauci knew that HCQ worked since 2005 and nobody needed to die.
No, it didn't. Remember, folks, tonic water, check it out for yourself. And, Jim, I want to tell you, and my listeners, I'm going to be posting up a license number and a picture today of a stalker a couple of days ago over the weekend that I blew his cover. And I believe it is a private investigator in Overland Park, Kansas, that had stalked me before they tried to murder me in car crashes. Well, I blew his cover by taking his picture. He blew out. Oh, he had to have a car chase. I didn't chase. I just took him to another parking lot where I could get out and show him hand-to-hand combat, and he didn't come. But I blew his cover. Haven't been around the past couple of days, but they sure were on me for 4 and 5 days in a row. With that said,
well,
the picture will be up there.
You're a dangerous guy, Stu. Anyone who blows the whistle as loudly and clearly as you is a problem for the deep state. So we all appreciate your efforts, my friend. Keep it up.
Well, I appreciate yours too, Jim. So you keep it up as well. You're classified as a whistleblower of the Sandy Hook thing. Besides being ex-captain in the Marine Corps, which I respect because I was there in the Marine Corps, and a professor. I mean, Jim, smart guy. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Stu. Great being
Thank
on
you.
With you again.
Have a good one.
You too.